SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. As another migrant caravan, this one estimated at 6,000 strong, heads north through Mexico, their sights set on the U.S. border. A high-level American delegation will be traveling south to Mexico City at midweek. Its mission to address the migrant crisis with Mexican officials.
Secretary of State Blinken is leading the delegation in an effort to try and hammer out new agreements to control the migration surge at the U.S.-Mexico border. Blinken and other senior Biden administration officials will hold talks with Mexico's president. However, Mexico's ability to assist the U.S. may be limited. The Mexican government halted a program to repatriate and transfer migrants inside Mexico due to a lack of funds. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The latest attack on the U.S. military by Iranian-backed rebels has injured three American service members, one of them critically. The rebels launched a drone strike on the Americans in northern Iraq. The U.S. military launched retaliatory strikes in response. Also at SRNNews.com, getting home from that holiday destination may be a challenge for some. The National Weather Service's Bob Orovic says it all depends on where you're coming from, where you're going, and when you head out.
The snowstorm blizzard across the middle part of the country, especially Nebraska up to South Dakota, will have a lot of travel issues. Heavy snow, reduced visibility, and a lot of blowing and drifting snow will make the travel very difficult. Along the East Coast, where there's rain, the travel could still be hampered.
In terms of air travel, things have gone relatively smooth so far this Christmas season. That is in sharp contrast to the situation a year ago. Following the Christmas holiday, back to work today for Wall Street. While many markets abroad are closed for Boxing Day, Wall Street is open for business. The Dow futures are up 18 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 19. This is SRN News. Several states will let voters decide on abortion in 2024.
Efforts are underway largely by pro-abortion forces to get the issue on the ballot in nine more states. New York and Maryland will definitely take a vote next year, and Nevada, Arizona, and Colorado probably will too. A pro-abortion effort in Florida is facing stiff opposition from pro-life advocates and Republicans in the legislature. Nebraska, South Dakota, and Missouri might also place the question before voters in 2024. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge who could block the nation's first execution by nitrogen hypoxia is urging Alabama to change procedures so the inmate can pray with his pastor before the gas mask is placed on his face. U.S. District Judge Austin Huffaker has set a December 29th deadline to submit information before he rules on the inmate's request to block the scheduled January 25th execution. This is SRN News. A conservative group accused of involvement in the theft of the diary of President Biden's daughter Ashley has lost a First Amendment case.
Criminal prosecutors may soon get to see over 900 documents in the case against the conservative group Project Veritas. A federal judge in New York says the group, which identifies itself as a news organization, cannot stand behind freedom of the press claims. The documents in dispute were produced from raids that were authorized in November 2021. Electronic devices were also seized from the residences of three members of Project Veritas, including two mobile phones from the home of James O'Keefe, the group's since-fired founder. The judge says the First Amendment doesn't apply because two individuals involved have already publicly pleaded guilty in the case. I'm Norman Hall.
Both Israel and Hamas giving a chilly public reception to an Egyptian proposal aimed at ending the war in Gaza. More details at SRNNews.com.